University of Wisconsin-Madison is going forward with a plan that could dramatically change who gets to attend college there. The university is looking to drop its cap on non-resident enrollment, currently set at 27.5%, while still guaranteeing around 3,600 seats to freshmen from Wisconsin each year. An education committee voted in favor of the plan today, and the full Board of Regents will take it up tomorrow.
Supporters of the proposal say it's necessary to help boost the state's workforce. Critics worry about the motivation for the plan, some calling it a cash grab by the university, others saying it could negatively affect in-state students.
Noel Radomski joins us now. He's director of the Wisconsin Center of the Advancement for Post-Secondary Education. Noel, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
Well, Noel, as we mentioned in the introduction there, this proposal passed a committee vote this morning. It heads to the full Board of Regents tomorrow. And first off, what is your reaction there?
Surprised, a little disappointed, but not at all unexpected.
Why do you say that?
Surprised in the sense that there wasn't any meaningful conversation during the education committee. Not unexpected. They've been talking about this for a while now, but not at the level that they talked about. They talked about perhaps increasing the cap again, but now they completely eliminated it. So that was the surprise. The disappointment was they ignored several issues that are very important to Wisconsin families, such as they have no minimum requirement for the number of transfer students from the state of Wisconsin. They have a minimum requirement for Wisconsin residents, freshmen, for the next 4 years, but absolutely no minimum requirement for Wisconsin transfer students.
Now, you say this is not unexpected, and UW-Madison Chancellor Rebecca Blank has been championing this proposal. Why does she say that it's needed?
Well, there's two things. She stated several times that it's needed to generate tuition revenue to offset the state budget cuts. Then she has recently talked about the workforce development needs. But really, it is about the revenue. Because just think about this. They're going to increase non-resident undergraduates at the freshman, non-residents for the freshman class. It'll take them 4 to 5 years, 4 to 5 years to graduate. So if they really want to address workforce development needs, it's going to take at least 5 years. Plus, 15% of non-resident graduates stay in the state of Wisconsin once they complete their degree. So I think it's humorous that they put it under the cloud of workforce development when, in fact, it's all about money.
Well, with big budget cuts like the university is facing, the university needs to make ends meet, and this seems like a way to increase revenue, even if it may not be ideal on all fronts. So do you see a better alternative here?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I completely understand and appreciate the chancellor's leadership to generate revenue and reduce cost. Here, I'll just toss out three. One, reduce the number of Minnesota reciprocity students. Take that gap, take that number, increase the number of Wisconsin resident freshmen, and also increase the number of international students who are paying the most of all tuition rates. It's the highest. Number two, you could reduce the number of what they call non-resident domestic students, meaning students from California, New Jersey, New York, etc. Reduce that, take and then recruit international students, again, who pay the highest rate of tuition. So there's a whole array of different options they could have pursued that protect the number of Wisconsin residents, both freshmen as well as transfer students, but they elected not to do that. And they went for the easy prize, and they couched it under workforce development because it's extremely popular right now.
Well, you mentioned increasing the international students attending the UW-Madison. Now, that is something that has been discussed and in fact, that has a lot of proponents. Where is that now?
Well, they created a new tuition category just for international students. So they'll be paying $1,000 more than non-resident undergraduates. So that was number one. Number two, they've talked about that as a campus priority. We do live in a global society. The question becomes, what does the campus view the role of the international student? Is it primarily about generation of revenue, or do we want to recruit different international students from multiple countries in order to create a more diverse undergraduate experience for all students, including Wisconsin residents. But they don't talk about that. It's about generation of revenue. They don't talk about what's the educational purpose of recruiting more international students, which is really unfortunate.
Now, as another one of your suggestions, you mentioned either doing away with or at least severely reducing the reciprocity agreement between UW system schools and UW and Minnesota schools. And at first blush, that could be pretty unpopular with people here in Wisconsin. Second, you talked about as part of that packaging and more Wisconsin residents coming to UW-Madison. Do you worry about overcrowding in classes? We're already seeing some professors going on the record saying they're worried about that with this new concern here with taking the caps off. So do you have the same problem there?
Yeah, those are very good questions. Number one, my recommendation is reducing the Minnesota reciprocity students on the UW-Madison campus only. I mean, you look at the enrollment, UW-River Falls, I believe it's over 60% of the students are from Minnesota. So I wouldn't at all suggest changing that. It's exclusively UW-Madison. Number two, you're absolutely right. There are many problems right now that we have at our gateway courses. I mean, there's articles about chemistry labs that are open from 8 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. that we cannot address all the students who are taking those courses. Computer science, which is very popular. So I wouldn't suggest increasing the number of students, which is about 6,400. However, today the Chancellor Blank said we'll likely increase the undergraduate freshman class by 200 or 300. That has never been discussed on campus. As you talked to faculty and staff and students, they're growing wait lists. There are faculty positions with those who have retired or left that have gone unfilled. So we have less faculty, we have less teaching assistants, we have greater waiting lists, and we have higher number of students in courses. So why they are doing this, it's not logical. But again, it's chasing the money without talking about what are the educational imperatives, and what are the educational consequences of these decisions.
We're talking with Noel Radomski right now, director of the Wisconsin Center of the Advancement of Postsecondary Education, talking about the UW's proposal to lift its non-resident enrollment cap at UW-Madison. And early on, Noel, you expressed concern about transfer students in the state. These are students who would go to the two-year colleges, UW colleges, and maybe transfer into the UW system. Tell us more about what that concern is there.
The concern there is we built the UW system. Well, I should say, our legislators and governors over time have built the UW system specifically so that you could transfer. You could start at the UW College's campus. You could start at the Wisconsin Technical College campus. And then you could make your way to a four-year university, UW-Stevens Point, UW-Milwaukee, UW-Madison. And that was part of the philosophy of we want to increase access and economic and social and economic mobility. Because right now, because of the increased cost of higher education, as student loans continue to go up and student indebtedness and default rates are going up, more students, especially low-income, first-generation, and underrepresented students, start at UW colleges or the tech colleges. So if we start to close the door for transfer students from Wisconsin to UW-Madison, that is a significant change in public policy and a significant change in the values of the UW-Madison campus to Wisconsin families.
Is there any research out there on this that you've taken a look at saying what sort of effect it would have when a public research university gets rid of some of these caps on non-resident students? What happens?
Yeah, there have been two research reports that just came out recently in refereed journals. And they talked about some of the consequences are that there's a reduction in the proportion of state residents in the freshman and undergraduate population. And as Chancellor Blank said earlier today, they're going to increase the number of non-resident undergrads by 200 to 300, which means there'll be a decrease in the proportion of resident students. So that's going to prove true. There's going to be a reduction in the number of low-income residents and first-generation students. That already is taking place. We now have more legacy students than we do first-generation students. So the dial is going the opposite way than I think most people would expect. There's less underrepresented students, African-American students, for example, or Hispanic. So then we have more racial and class isolation on campus, which directly affects the campus climate, which affects teaching and learning on campus.
Now, you mentioned that non-resident, or rather that resident Wisconsin freshman number. Now, originally the number that the UW had put out was 3,500. It's now been raised to 3,600. Does that alleviate some of your concern?
Not really. Because the numbers that UW-Madison had for freshmen, resident freshmen, were up to 3,800 in 2013. Okay? So they're saying they're going to go with a minimum of 3,600, when in fact we had 3,800 2 years ago. So it was a political decision. Let's add 100. But in reality, it's less than what we had 2 years ago. And number two, there's no minimum requirement for Wisconsin transfer students. So it really gives a message. What does UW-Madison think about serving Wisconsin residents?
And Noel, just quickly as we wrap up here, the full Board of Regents is going to take this up tomorrow. Do you think it's going to pass? And what are you going to be watching for in the coming year?
Yes, it'll pass. It was a unanimous vote today, and they'll do the same thing tomorrow. What I'll be looking at is trends. What do the numbers say? And where will the UW-Madison campus be spending its money? Will it be spending its money in programs on recruiting Wisconsin kids, low-income kids from northern Wisconsin? Or will they be spending money recruiting students from other countries and wealthy school districts around the country?
And we leave it there. Noel, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
We were speaking there with Noel Radomski, director of the Wisconsin Center of the Advancement of Post-Secondary Education. He joined us to talk about UW-Madison's proposal to lift its non-resident enrollment cap.